It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Women's professional golf is coming back to Central Arkansas. The 5th annual Central Arkansas Open Professional Women's Golf Tournament, scheduled to be played July 10th through 13th at Centennial Valley Country Club in Conway. It's the 9th tournament in the 2024 Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. It's the road to the LPGA for aspiring women golfers, organized by K&G Sports. The tournament was established and is presented by Rock Pond Pros, with Genesis of Conway as the title sponsor. Chris Crane, the Genesis of Conway dealer, said, quote, "The Central Arkansas Open Women's Golf Tournament aligns well with our core mission. It is a high-value event for our community, has an impact on youth who aspire to be professional athletes, and has a mission to empower women to dream without limits. We are proud to bring the first luxury car dealership to Conway and are happy to take the lead as the title sponsor for this professional golf tournament." The 2024 Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open, it's just more than a four-day professional golf tournament. It's a week where Conway families open their homes to professional golfers from around the world who are competing for a $55,000 prize package with the hopes of making it to the LPGA and a life of professional golf. In 2023, over 100 women from 22 countries played in the event. It is one of a few professional athletic events played in Central Arkansas and the only one ever to be played in Faulkner County. How can you be a part? Well, admission is free to Centennial Valley for the tournament. It provides an opportunity for you to meet the pros. You can also play with the pros and talk with the pros for aspiring junior golfers and people of any age who love the game of golf. And of course, it's a wonderful opportunity to watch the pros as they compete against one another as they pursue their dreams. The Annika Women's All-Pro Tour event kicks off with a college am with 36 of the top collegiate golfers teamed up with lady junior golfers on Monday. It will continue Tuesday with the Pro-Am event with local amateurs teaming up with professional women's golfers. The professional competition will begin on Wednesday and will conclude on Saturday with the awards and check presentation to follow around 1 p.m. The total tournament purse, $55,000. That's what the ladies will be playing for. And again, admission is free. If you would like to play in the Pro-Am, there is a morning flight and an afternoon flight. The morning flight starts at 8 o'clock. The afternoon flight starts at 1 o'clock. Lunch will be served as well. There's a great tea gift. Three players and a pro. It's only $1,500 a team. That's it. You could also sponsor the event as well, and you get a Pro-Am team included in your sponsorship. You can be a Founders Club sponsor at $10,000, a Platinum sponsor is $5,000, or a Gold sponsor is $2,500. If you would like to be a sponsor, or if you would like to play in the tournament, here's what you need to do. You need to reach out to Nita Freeman at the following email: NitaFreeman@ChrisCraneGroup.com. That's NitaFreeman at ChrisCraneGroup.com. That is to get your team in the Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open. They need some Pro-Am teams for Tuesday. If you want to play Centennial Valley Country Club in a Pro-Am with an aspiring professional women's golfer, this is what you need to do. Email NitaFreeman@ChrisCraneGroup.com. Coming up after the break, I sit down with Super Bowl 53 champion running back of the New England Patriots, Rex Burkhead. You will not want to miss that interview. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you stay at a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. I'm back after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. I am your host, Trey Schapp. Rex Burkhead was born in Winchester, Kentucky, raised in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas. He attended Plano Senior High School in Plano, Texas, where he played high school football for the Wildcats. He played collegiately at the University of Nebraska, where during his career at Nebraska, rushed for 3,329 yards. His professional career saw him start with the Cincinnati Bengals and then to the New England Patriots, where he was part of the 2019 Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. He also played for the Houston Texans, and now Rex is back in the North Texas area. I sat down with him at the Invited Celebrity Classic several weeks ago for this interview. I hope you enjoy it. On the tee, Rex Burkhead.
Rex, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. All right, I have to ask, I mean, playing college football in Nebraska, I would imagine that the wind blows quite a bit up there. So when did you find time to play golf when you were in college?
Yeah, not often. Not often, you know, with class schedule, football schedule. You know, my college roommates, I got one of them here, my buddy Ty Kildow. We would kind of hit some twilight rounds every now and then in the off season, over at Highlands and Pioneer Park. And, you know, we try to get in as many as we can. We were playing fast, super fast golf. And honestly, that's when I started to play. I didn't grow up playing. And there, like you said, the winds are howling, and a lot of grassland. So yeah, you learn to keep the ball low.
I can tell you that I have played golf in the state of Nebraska. Obviously covering the College World Series at times when Arkansas was able to make it up there. Omaha Country Club, you ever been there?
I have not, actually. No.
It's a nice place.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. One of my other college roommates, he actually does some U.S. Open qualifiers there, but I've heard great things. I need to play there sometime.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I love that place. It's just, oh, it's so green.
Yeah.
That's what I just can't get
right
out of my head, is how green it is and just lush fairways.
Yes.
And everything. And it's hosted Senior Open,
right?
U.S. Open a couple of years ago, I believe.
Yes.
So you said that you picked up the game in college. Self-taught yourself, or did you get instruction?
No, at that time, it was all self-taught. And like I said, my dad, he gave me some hand-me-down clubs. I mean, they were blades from, you know, way back then, and I couldn't hit anything past a 7-iron. And it really went, my rookie year, I had a Nike deal at the time. They were still making clubs. And so I got my first set of real clubs then and started, you know, playing a little bit. And then really when COVID hit 2020, I started like, okay, I really want to try to get better, you know, getting later in the career, you know, looking at something to do afterwards. And so really the past couple of years, I've tried to improve my game.
So your rookie year in Cincinnati, is that where you played?
Yeah. Yep. We lived on the Kentucky side of the river, and we would play some courses on, you know, Cincinnati side, but a lot of courses in Kentucky. I was actually born in Lexington, and so my grandparents lived, you know, on that side, and my grandfather played, so we would, you know, play a lot down there. But those courses, yeah, way different than Texas. You know, a lot shorter, but trees everywhere, elevation changes, and a lot of fun.
What is it about the bluegrass of Kentucky?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know why it's blue, but it's green. I mean, as green as could be.
Yeah.
Lush, you really don't want to hit a ball off the fairway because you're getting that stuff. It is thick. It is very thick, but it helps you improve your game.
So. Well, how is your game? Let's talk about that.
Oh, man. I have some good days and I have some bad days. And
seems like that's everybody, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I played well yesterday out here, you know, hoping to continue that into this weekend because yesterday didn't count, you know, to the actual tournament. But I would say probably my strength is my short game. And then off the tee, you know, I tend to spray it a little bit. And so trying to really get better there.
Yeah. What is the obviously putting short game area? That's where you can make up shots and you can lose some shots, right?
Right. No, absolutely. And I don't know. I think that was kind of the thing because in college, sometimes we would go out to the course and not even play, but we just use the chipping and putting area. And so I don't know. That's come the most natural for me, I guess. And then off the tee, just trying to figure it out a little bit there. Some days it's great, some days it's not. But yeah, you know, the short game area, if you're not putting well, if you're not chipping, if you're duffing chips or you blading one over the green, I mean, that's costing you a couple strokes right there. So,
who are some of your former teammates that are good at golf?
Oh, man. So Steve Goskowski, kicker in New England.
Isn't it always a kicker?
Yeah, it is. Kickers, punters. I mean, Kaimi Fairbairn and Houston, very good player as well. And so I would play with Steve on Fridays in the off season, and he's, you know, very good. But yeah, play with him. Andy Dalton's not bad. I never got to play with Andrew Whitworth, but I'm pretty sure he's pretty good. And then I had some Nebraska guys. Kenny Bell, I think, was pretty good too. So yeah, there's some good ones out there.
What about Brady?
I never got to play with Tom.
He wouldn't take you?
Never got to play with Tom, but
well, he's a member, so I hear, of this really nice course in South Florida.
Okay.
Seminole.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I definitely heard of that.
Maybe
yeah.
it's time to hit old Tom up since he's retired
right.
now.
Yeah.
And say, hey,
well,
Tom,
well,
remember
right now,
me?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know. I should. Go down there and play. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Really what nice. About what about Coach Belichick?
Bill,
because, I mean, seeing him at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am playing.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly, you know, how good of a golfer he is. I mean, I just don't know when he had time to actually work on his game. Maybe he does now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was a workaholic. He would work nonstop. He was at the stadium all day. So I would think he's not, but knowing him, he's so competitive and wants to be good at everything. He probably is pretty good.
When you were growing up, did you watch much golf? Or was it kind of like, that's not for me?
You know, I would watch Sundays. My dad would have it on the TV. It's kind of nap time, you know, but it's on the TV. And so I would watch it then. And especially the majors, you know, growing up, Tiger, Phil, all those big names during that time. And then in college, I started to watch it, you know, a lot more. You know, Golf Channel on at night, kind of falling asleep to it.
Yeah.
And, so recently, I mean, I've been following guys for a while. I love Keegan Bradley, watching him. Of course, Scottie Scheffler. Being a Dallas guy, I actually saw Jordan Spieth when he was like 16, 17 at the Byron Nelson here.
Yeah.
When it was at TPC.
TPC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I remember seeing him there. But yeah, of course, you know, go to the Byron now every single year. But yeah, I love it. It's an addicting game. And these past couple of years, I've really grown to love it.
What would you say to someone that might be on the fence of, do I want to try it or do I not want to try it?
Yeah, just try it. Just try it. And then you're going to hit that one shot that you flush. You may have, you know, everything else is bad shots all day. And then that one you just flush or hit it perfect, it's going to bring you back.
What's that feeling like for you?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a great feeling. I can't put it up there as like a touchdown. Now, if you hit a hole in one or get a, you know, double eagle or something, it possibly could be.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a
winning
great
a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It went in the Super Bowl. And it's like you have that one shot. You're like, oh, man, I can do this. You know, that's like a pro hit right there, even though they're way more consistent than you and way better. But, you know, it gives you that feeling.
Yeah.
And so it's neat.
You're in Las Colinas playing in the Invited Celebrity Classic. What's it like playing with a tour pro? I mean, guys that this is their living.
Right. It's so cool. Just seeing their consistency, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, off the tee, you know, I may hit it going, but it's not the same shot shape every single time like they're doing. Like I played with John Houston yesterday, and it was literally the same shot every tee shot. And I'm like, I want that. That's so nice. That's so beautiful. And just seeing, you know, how they operate, how they just slow everything down, how they work around the greens, and you learn a ton. And I had a weird lie in a bunker yesterday. It was like it wasn't plugged, but the ball was just sitting right on it, so there's no sand behind it. And I walked over to John. I was like, John, how would you play this? And, you know, he gave me some tips and pointers. And sure enough, it came out, spun back. And I was like, oh, all right, there we go. But I wouldn't have known no idea how to play that shot if he wasn't there. So,
okay, so fill the rest of us in. How did he tell you to play this shot?
He said to kind of play like a normal bunker shot. You know, open up the club face, really try to get a little closer to the ball, but not like, of course, right on it.
Yeah. And so don't want to blade the ball.
No, you don't want to blade it. But yeah, it came out, hit, spun back, putted for par, and yeah.
You drained the par putt?
Drained the par putt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was
a great
feeling.
Sand save.
Yes.
Those sand saves are nice.
They're huge. They're huge.
They can help not derail around, if you will.
Right, right.
What's the best score you've ever shot?
Best score from the tips I've ever shot is 76.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
do you remember the course?
Yes, it was Waters Creek, which is in Allen, Texas, not too far from here.
Yep.
Kind of close to where I live and grew up. And it's not an easy course, especially if you're spraying it off the tee, you're not gonna have a good day. But yeah, I mean, it was like everything was clicking. You're not thinking about anything. You're just going out there swinging. It's like, oh, here we go. Fairways and greens, and it makes it easy.
Being a Dallas guy, I mean, Plano, obviously, what are some of the courses around here that you like to go play?
Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm a member at Canyon Creek
Country
Club in Richardson, and, you know, I really like it. It's close to our house, so, you know, it makes it easy, of course. Waters Creek's a great public course. It has a 6-hole that lights up at night. Has a 9-hole that has some par fours as well. So I bring my kids there a lot. It's a great, you know, spot for them to learn the game. Then you got Heritage Ranch up in Fairview, the Tribute, which is kind of like the open setup.
Yeah.
They have replica holes and everything. Stevens Park in Dallas, because you get the views of the skyline, is really neat. Craig Ranch, of course.
TPC Craig Ranch.
Byron Nelson is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fields Ranch, you know, of course, up in Frisco, PGA headquarters. You can't really, you know, beat that. But there's so many around here, and surprising some with elevation changes. I got to play Dallas National a couple weeks ago, and they're redoing it now. And I felt like I was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just trees everywhere, elevation changes, kind of tighter fairways, and it was really neat.
I heard John Smoltz say this earlier today, and I want to get your thoughts on it. He was talking to the guys in his group that if you got in a helicopter and you couldn't see out of the windows and they dropped you and landed in Dallas National, one of the fairways of Dallas National, you would not think you were in Texas.
No, no, you wouldn't. And that's what I felt like. You literally, there's trees everywhere. It's like a huge park around you. And, I want to say there's even some like big pines there. So you just don't even feel like you're in Dallas.
But some of the views you get from out there and the elevation changes like you were talking about are just unreal.
Oh, yeah. No, it's unbelievable. And so it was an unbelievable experience. Hopefully get to play when the course is done too. Get the invite back out there.
Sure you will.
I know a lot of the pros are members there, and I see why for sure.
So some of the pros that are members that make their time here in Dallas, do you get to play with them on the reg?
No, you know, I don't. You know, I really haven't, honestly. Now that I'm retired, maybe the schedules will line up and we'll be able to. I don't know, those pros, they're traveling everywhere, but maybe if I get the invite back out to a place like that, we'll be able to line up a round or two.
Rex, what about maybe getting in Romo's group at Merido?
Oh, man. Maybe eventually. I think I got to get my game a little better to compete with those guys. You know, of course, he's the unbelievable golfer, and you know, but you know, I'm early in retirement, so I, you know, got some confidence maybe in a few years to be able to get there, but it's also a tough game. So
being retired now, what do you do?
Yeah, so right now I'm coaching my boys' youth sports teams. That's been a lot of fun doing that, doing some fishing, and trying to figure out what's next. I'm not a guy who can just kind of sit around, do nothing. Of course, doing some work with the Team Jack Foundation, based out in Nebraska there. We're actually hosting a golf tournament at Canyon Creek this fall coming up. And so, you know, working with them, of course, and then trying to find that new gig.
How often do you get to practice and work on your game?
So I usually get to play twice a week. Wednesday, Friday, my boys, they're in school. They're at a day school right now. They're only 5 and 3. My three-year-old, he doesn't go every day. And then my wife, she teaches on those days as well.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel so bad going out there. Weekends, I try to stay away from the weekends. Other than this weekend, of course. This is a special week.
Sure.
But, yeah, usually during the week, try to go to the range. And if my boys want to go out and play, then I take them out, like, to that 6-hole or 9-hole course.
Yeah.
And my oldest, he's got a pretty good little swing on him. He's kind of taller, lanky, and gets it up high. And I was like, you definitely ain't watching my swing. I don't know where you get it from, but it's kind of nice.
So for him, I mean, would you rather him try to go the professional golf route if he decides that's what he wants to do, or football?
Oh, man. I mean, either or. I mean, whatever he wants to do. I mean, it may not even be sports. I just want him to enjoy what he's doing. He does love sports. We got him in everything. And I'm like, you pick, you choose, you know, whatever you want to do. Now, running back position? No, I would not advise him to play running back.
Yeah.
Save your body a little bit. But if that's what he wants to do, then that's what he wants to do.
I got to ask you, Nebraska football, the state that it's in right now, from a former player, an alumnus of the school, your thoughts?
Yeah. No, I think Matt Rhule's got him going in the right direction. I really do. I think he's a hard worker, bringing in some big-time recruits. And getting the quarterback in there is only going to bring in some other guys. And so definitely saw a lot of positives from last year, even though the win-loss record may not have shown that. I like where they're at. I think they're going in the right direction, like I said, and very hopeful for the future.
Nebraska athletics as a whole, I mean, the fact that they had a volleyball match in Nebraska Stadium, how big was that?
Yeah, pretty awesome. I mean, Coach Cook, he's the man. He used to come out to our football practices all the time, and I, got to pick his brain some. I feel like he wanted to be a football coach. You know, he kind of
really? Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he did. He loved it. He loves the game. But yeah, there's no place like Nebraska. I mean, like you said, you have stuff like that going on, and really all the sports are playing pretty well right now. And so just get the football team rolling, and Nebraska may be back.
How'd you end up there?
Yeah, of course, had offers from the Texas schools, but I went up there on my visit, and this felt right. And then I love Coach Bellini. He didn't promise me anything like some of these other schools. You know, they're like, oh, you'll come in right away, rush for 1,000, catch for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't like that. He was like, if you come in, work hard, you'll have the opportunity to play early. And I really respected that. There's no promises. And he was truthful to his word, and he cared about all of his players. We loved them as players. And, of course, the running back tradition that had gone through that university was very appealing, and just the system they had in place. And couldn't ask for a better experience.
Tom Osborne, what's he like when you get to sit down and talk to him?
Oh, yeah, we got to chat quite a bit, actually. For whatever reason, it's like during my breaks in the day between classes, I was always come up to the stadium, grab a snack, get some Gatorade, and he would do a little workout in the weight room. He still have his great, hoodie on, gray sweatpants, and we come in and just, talk, chat it up, and so witty, so bright still, just has it. Just his experiences, his stories are unbelievable, and I think just the man he is, everybody, he's respected by everyone in that state, and rightfully so. I mean, not only was he a great coach, but he's a great person.
No doubt. When you focus on golf and the future with you and the game, are you going to try and play in more tournaments, kind of like this invited setting?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would love to, if I get the invites. It's so much fun just being out here and, of course, close to home for here. But just being able to compete in something, you've been competing in football. I've been doing it since first grade, and finding that, I guess, way to continue to do that. And this, of course, is something you can do that in, and, to fuel kind of that, high you got every day from football, doing it out on the golf course. And so, yeah, I'm excited about it. Hopefully continue to do it. I've learned a lot already, and, it's a lot of fun.
Is it also a time, Rex, for you to kind of, when you get out on the golf course, you put everything else away? I mean, you're focused on the game and having fun with your buddies, if that's who you're playing with, or if you're competing, your focus is on that. You don't have to worry about all the other distractions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you're outside in nature. I'm a big outdoors person. So, it's nice. Like you said, being able to play with your buddies, just kind of in a relaxing environment. And out here, you got to learn to relax. You know, you got people around.
You don't want to hit them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of a hard thing at first. I played in the Byron Nelson Pro-Am last year. That was the first time I had people like lined up, on the left and right. And I'm like, oh, snap. Like, I'm not that confident in my abilities. I can easily duck hook one here into someone's skull. And so,
Is that when you get nerves?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, learning to relax, it's a process. It doesn't come right away. And I'm sure, a bunch of these pros, talk with them. They're like, oh, yeah, even on that first tee shot, I still get those butterflies going. And I'm like, all right, that's good to know, But, just learning to relax is such a hard part. But once you do, that's kind of when your game natural ability takes over.
Is there a way to calm your nerves? Have you figured that out yet?
And I haven't figured it out totally. I'm still working on it. But I think just breathing, slowing everything down, not just being so, being so sporadic, moving quickly, just really slowing it down, letting the game come to you is what I'm trying to do. I don't always do it, but that's kind of my goal each round.
Yeah. All right. Best golf course you've ever played.
Oh,
Rex
man.
Burkhead, best golf course you've ever played.
Golly, this is a tough one. I've played Edgewood in Tahoe on a 70-degree day, no wind.
Wow.
And that was...
That's hard to get. 70-degree and no wind?
No wind, and it was absolutely perfect. That one's tough to beat. Of course, Fields Ranch... And Frisco.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a unique experience. Sorry, I'm not giving you one here. I'm just listening.
That's fine.
Dallas National is pretty.
I was going to say,
I mean, Dallas National is
pretty
amazing.
Have you played Trinity Forest?
I've played Trinity Forest. Yeah, that's another one. Oh, man. I'm trying to think outside the state now where I've played. I'm going to Banff this summer, and I hear the course there is pretty amazing.
Up in Canada.
I got my tee time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Book, so I'm looking forward to that. There's so many out there. Played Greyhawk.
And Scottsdale. Out in Arizona,
yeah. Wico Paw. Those are some pretty fun courses.
Have you played TPC Scottsdale?
I have not, no. I did go to the tournament this past year, though,
You need to try and play it right after the tournament when the stands are up and everything around 16.
Yeah. I hear when it's gone, it's just like totally
it's
different.
Like,
this is a regular par three. Yeah.
yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three other golfers that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Oh, wow, that's big there. The first person, I'm going to say it because the first person I saw parking on the practice round on Tuesday, after I got out of my car, was Lee Trevino. And
the Merry Mex.
Yes, Lee Trevino. He had the biggest smile on his face. He's like, great having you here. Good luck. And I was like, I've always liked you, and now I like you even more. So I may throw Lee in there.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Lee in there.
Well, there's going to be comedy then with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you got that there. Who else? I mean, Jack Nicklaus. I mean, I think that would be pretty awesome. And if you're thinking someone recently, I mean, Scotty. I mean, you got to throw him with the way he's playing right now.
Two-time Masters champ.
Two-time Masters. And I'm actually a big Keegan Bradley fan as well.
Yeah.
He's a Boston guy, and he's always seems like he's having a good time out there. And
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Rex, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the real fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, Bogle Park, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with the newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. When you need an overnight place to stay anywhere in Arkansas, check out bphotels.com first. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
That's all the time we have for this edition of From the Shortgrass. Remember, if you've missed any episodes and you're just hearing this for the first time, you can find us wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do is search From the Short Grass, and you will find it there. Download it, and every episode will be delivered right to your phone. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon from the Short Grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.